High school junior May Verdez spent her lunch period Friday handing out stickers to fellow students at West High School in Anchorage.
This is a label that says, "Don't make us a profit center, public funds for public schools." And so this is something that we're handing out to all students. This is just helping get the word out in regards to what we're doing, because students who don't know about it will ask, why are you guys wearing labels? And we'll tell them what's going on.
Verdez says she handed out about 500 of the stickers to raise awareness about proposed budget cuts in the Anchorage School District. She says other students at schools across the district are passing out the stickers too and planning their own protests. ASD officials rolled out the proposed 2014-2015 budget recently. Under the plan, the district would cut more than 200 positions, and high school schedules would have 7 periods instead of 6 to save money. Governor Sean Parnell has offered to increase the base student allocation, or the funding per student, by $200 over 3 years. But ASD officials say that's not enough to make up for several years of flat funding. Junior Laura Gordon created the barcode stickers. She says they send a message.
We used a barcode because we want to show that as students, we're not just a money that can be pushed around, that we are in fact people who deserve education, and the quality of that education is a complex thing that is not a sort of basic political issue.
Gordon says the Students with a Voice group got going after she and friends heard Governor Sean Parnell's State of the State address and became concerned about budget cuts and legislation aimed at creating a constitutional amendment that would allow public funds to go to private schools, including religious ones. Parents are organizing too. Becca Bernard, who has a child at a district-approved charter school, has joined a group of parents that are meeting to fight the cuts.
Well, I think parents are really important in this whole issue. I think things are just going to continue on the way they are unless parents come forward and really speak up and talk about how important it is to them that public schools be funded adequately and that they remain as strong as they are. Parents need to come forth and speak just as loudly as they can so that the legislature and the governor know how strongly people feel about this.
Tina Bernoski is a high school counselor at Bartlett High School and has 2 children in the Anchorage School District. She's helping Bernard coordinate the parent group.
We want people to come with ideas. We're definitely hoping to write legislators, not just your own legislator, but those who hold the purse strings, so to speak. The House Finance Committee, the Education Committee, letters to the editor. And we're hopefully going to organize a rally, letting legislators know that we're serious and kind of spreading the word. So we really want to connect the dots and make this not only about Anchorage School District, but, you know, Alaska.
Bernard and Bernoski say they're working with parent groups in Juneau and Fairbanks. They've set a rally for February 22nd at 1 p.m. at Lusac Library in Anchorage. They're also circulating a petition to increase the BSA by more than the governor's proposed $200. In Anchorage, I'm Daisha Eaton.